It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, let's talk some Magic Kingdom. But actually, you know what? I'll start off by telling you it's actually in the Magic Kingdom. It's not Magic Kingdom adjacent, like a, you know, airport or anything like that. So I'm not going to try to mess with you with anything like that, because I feel like this is either going to be something you're going to know, or it's not going to be easy for you.
Okay.
So my question for you, Jeremy.
I'm going to guess it's the latter, but go on.
Where in the Magic Kingdom can you find Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny.
And yes, currently. So I'm not trying to like mess you up with some like right after Roger Rabbit came out, Toontown sort of rigmarole.
In 1978, Bugs Bunny was found. A sticker of Bugs Bunny was found in Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I didn't tell you on my last trip. I went and put a sticker of Bugs Bunny there. That's where you can find him. Fun fact.
Boy, I can't even.
You, how about I?
Was
how
it
about
a Space Jam tie-in? Would that be in Tomorrowland?
How about if I put it into a land for you?
Sure.
It's in Tomorrowland.
Okay, yeah, Space Jam tie-in. It's in the world of basketball in Tomorrowland.
Yes, that well-known world of the basketball.
So
Tomorrowland doesn't make it easier for you?
Is it in the Carousel of Progress?
You're getting
like on the TV
really warm
or something?
Now, see, this is the part where you're probably, because
is the naked man in the bathtub, is he secretly watching Bugs Bunny on a wireless television?
Jeremy, you are so close right now.
Really?
You just don't know it. Because here's the thing. You have locked it down to the place. You have locked it down to the place within the place.
To the scene in the Carousel of Progress.
But I don't know. I think you could get that last little step, but maybe not.
Is it on the fan? Somebody's got a fan. No?
No.
This is a trick question.
It's a trick question, Jeremy.
Oh, Brad. Ugh.
Because, you know, I just got to do the trick questions. But, hey, let's be really impressed that you got that close in the midst of a trick question. Because Bugs Bunny is there in that scene with the guy in the bathtub.
Is that Mel Blanc? Did he do the voice of that?
It is.
Okay.
So there's Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny is the man in the man of a thousand voices.
Yeah.
Plays Uncle Orville.
Okay.
No privacy. No privacy in this place. Yep. That is Mel Blanc. And as a matter of fact, his son actually, now I know that Mel's voice is still there because, you know, we know that that has been updated a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Every time they have kept his voice. His son was a voice. I don't know that he is currently a voice, but he actually, you know, his son did some voice work as well at one time and was also a voice on the Carousel of Progress. But yeah, Mel Blanc did that for Disney. And the only other thing that I found that he did for Disney was he was the voice of Figaro, you know, the cat from Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cat who later became mute. Later on, like they had recorded his, you know, the stuff he was going to say and then just deleted it all because they decided, nah, that cat's not going to talk.
Just decided cats don't talk.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. So Bugs, you know, there's a little bit of crossover there in the Carousel of Progress with good old Uncle Wilbur or Uncle Orville. Why do I want to call him Wilbur? That's like the third time.
Wilbur.
It's the first time it's actually made it through, but. Yeah, so, I mean, again,
That's good.
I was
and that was
tricksy.
A tricky way to say that,
But it was technically correct, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Which, as we both know, is the best kind of correct.
And I did get to it without you having to tell me.
I know. So like as you said, the guy in the bathtub, I'm like, holy cow, is he going to get the whole thing again?
No.
I am extremely impressed with where you got, given that I had only given you Tomorrowland, which I know that didn't leave a lot of places other than Carousel Progress for it to be, but still, to even then get who it was within the Carousel of Progress.
It was either going to be that or Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor. Like, there's some sort of
like
Bugs Bunny
he makes
Easter
a little
egg.
Yeah, like, in the upper right-hand corner behind Mike.
Right.
If that's there, I don't know about it. But you know what, Jeremy? there's a lot of things that I don't know because I find out new things all the time. And one of my favorite ways to find out new things is to have them shared with me. So if you've got a fun fact you'd like to share with us, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, or on Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And of course, you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.